Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. You know, really, seriously, I've been talking to Dr. B and listening to what she's getting. Yeah, I'm lost. I'm hesitating because I'm lost here, right? So, the parents want their kids in school, and I get it. All right? And you want your kids to learn, truly learn, not be caught up in all political mess. I mean, as a school board trustee, I get proof of, I get letters from parents, letters from teachers about some of the things they're being told to do or not to. Parents are sending me information on what the kids are being taught and or told. That is against school policy. And, you know, it's one of those times in your life, you're not used to it. We have been so spoiled, if you would, or led to believe that the government's got it handled. Not a lot of you aren't exactly like this at 100%, but, you know, the government's got it handled, no problem, we're good. Right? And don't tell me, because how many of us thought, you know, maybe I'm the dumbest guy in the room, I don't know. I didn't know that 99% of our pharmaceuticals were being made in China. I really didn't know that. So when we needed penicillin and we needed aspirin and we needed all this stuff, where was everybody? It was all in China. They even threatened us at one point in time that they weren't going to make A, B, and C for us anymore. We need to step up and open our mouths. We need to get informed. We need to get engaged. We need to know what's going on. Right now, I'm without giving too much away, okay, a lot of you that listen to the show for a long time know I am an education trustee. I'm on a school board in California. And I was telling Dr. B about some of the stuff that's being said. And look, I get the angst. I'm a grandfather, right? I'm a grandparent. My granddaughters and grandsons are going to these schools. So I sit there and say to myself, okay, well, how do I make it better for them? How do I make sure that people aren't getting misinformation? Well, parents, man, you got to get informed. You have got, first of all, you've got to be able to trust the people running your schools. If you can't, get rid of them. It's a brain surgery. You don't have to go back to school to learn how to do it. Just get rid of them. They're supposed to be representing you. And then get informed. Because as a trustee for me, the most frustrating thing in the world is when I'm being yelled at for something I don't have any control over. Now, for lack of a better way of putting it, I've got an ignorant parent who's taken no time to look things up but wants to let me know how I'm affecting little Johnny. Now, here in California, I would look at you and say, I got nothing to do with this. Your legislative body has dictated to us what we have to do, and we have to do it. or we lose funding. Right? So, yeah, let's do it. We'll lose funding. How many teachers would stay on board? How long can we keep the lights on? How do we keep feeding your little kids? A lot more to it than just emotion and screaming at a trustee. And this is for everybody. No matter where you're at, you can go over, you can go take over a school board and say, no more masks. All right, well, the state has mandated masks or else. You think you can stop wearing masks? No, you can't. And then you become, here's the other side of this that people don't think about. You become personally liable for it as a trustee. The district becomes liable for it. So this is, lawsuits start abound. And again, these aren't to say this is why we don't do it, because obviously, as you saw recently with me in the Katie Hill story, I wasn't worried about the lawsuit. I was worried about getting the truth out. But you parents have a lot of power. But make sure that your energy and your anger, not violence, but your anger, that your letters, that your emails, whatever it is you're doing, make sure it's aimed at the right people. Otherwise, it truly is all for naught. All I can do is sit there and shake my head and then do absolutely nothing for you. All right? I have parents asking me why they're getting these consistent emails or seeing advertisements from a particular school district that says, hey, come on down to the school and get your vaccine. Right? You're going, well, that's really, truly not us. Schools are places for public emergency, public gatherings, public, when you have a fire in your town or you've had an earthquake. Where do you go if you need food, water, and shelter? You go to City Hall, but they only have so much room. They tend to open the schools up for that. And it's not because, I hate to say it this way, but it isn't because your Board of Educational Trustees are nice people. It's because the money they get from the government, from the state, from the feds, some of that block money and the other money they get, think about something. They get that with the caveat that when there's an emergency, a natural disaster, as they say, that is a place we can use your schools for shelter. Fire departments here in California, when they come out and they fight really big fires, sometimes they use the school parking lots and the facilities to clean up, to rest, to do the whole nine yards. And so get informed. Don't get mad that the school district is doing something or your trust, because you throw out the baby with the bathwater at times, and sometimes you get rid of trustees that are really good because you're mad about a situation, an incident. Get informed. Someone's in your house. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. Come see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Be part of the, I just keep repeating, be part of the solution, be part of the solution, be part of the solution. You may have to do some things you don't like to do, but be part of the solution. I'm hanging on this because, look, I got to figure, if I'm hearing this from moms in my area, you know, they want to make, you know, one mother doesn't know what to do. She doesn't want her kids with masks on all day long. She wants, and that's not one, it's many of them, but one in particular. But she doesn't really necessarily want to pull her kids out of school. And it's, you know, it's one of those things you say, look, well, then here's your only opportunity. The only thing you can do is you not just change out the board. You've got to change out, in our case, it's the people of Sacramento. Because they're the ones that make the rules. They make the ed code. They're the ones that hand down what we need to do to comply. And we do, as an elected board, elected body, we do have to comply with them. So you change out the people making the rules, you can't do anything. But I will tell you what I tell every mom who is extremely concerned. I go, look, then pull your kid out of public school. I can't change it for you. At some point in time, you've got to sit back and go, what is the best thing for my family? What's the best thing for my kids? What's the right thing to do for my kids? What am I trying to get done for them? Do I need them in a happy, healthy environment where they're actually learning something and they'll be safe? Well, if you decide that's your house, then you might have to make a couple sacrifices to homeschool. Some of you are okay with distance learning, and then you do the shoring up, if you would. So you let the teacher, whoever, do whatever it is they're doing, pay attention, listen, and then clean it up afterward. Get solid with them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. It's really, truly, people, it's up to you to move. It's up to you to move. Oh, look, move in many ways. You move out of the state to a state that's teaching and doing things the way you want them done. You make the move to quit your job, go to part-time, bring your kids home and train them. Whatever it is, you've got to decide. And I'll give some credit to some parents I know that actually sold their houses, moved into a lesser neighborhood, if you would. Right? Moved into a smaller house, and now they're teaching their kids, they're homeschooling their kids. And you can homeschool. If you can barely read, you can homeschool. It's not that hard to do. But you got to decide. The decision has to come down at some point in time. What are you willing to give up? What are you willing to do to make sure your kids are happy, well-educated, and able to deal with the real world? 855-REAL-JOE, like I said, 855-732-5563. You know, earlier, no, I'll do that story afterward, after the break. Newt Gingrich is on our side. He says he believes that the battleground states were stolen in the 2020 election cycle. Finally! You know, again, there is so much evidence. And some people say, well, the courts didn't take it. You know what? I wish people would stop doing that without actually paying attention. The majority of those cases, not only 51%, I'm talking up in the 90s, were dismissed because the people bringing them didn't have standing. They were procedural errors. They were not for lack of evidence. Former Republican Speaker of the House, current political analyst Newt Gingrich, joined Maria Bartiromo on Fox News on Sunday. He said that he believes that every one of the battleground states in 2020 was stolen. He said, you can actually buy an official Georgia presidential ballot on eBay. You can buy a number of states as well. So when they tell you that they were controlling the ballots, it's just not true. It was a very open system. It was a system where people could cheat, and did. Without getting into an argument about how big the cheating was, look, if any cheating's going on, any at all, it's wrong. Fill the hole, especially if you can. Every American, it was large enough that every American should expect that they have a right to vote, they have a right to have their vote counted, they have a right to have their vote held legally and accurately, and they shouldn't have their vote canceled by someone who's cheating. Look, here's the deal. Every year, I think the last 2 years has been a little tough for us, but for the most part, we help man the Republican headquarters in our area, not the polls. I'm not a poll guy, but I'm the guy that picks up the phone at the headquarters when you call and you say, I saw a guy who couldn't speak English vote three times in the name of Frank Smith. You know what I'm saying? Okay? And it's wrong. I saw a van pull up. It was very common over the years. And we used to write down a plate number, and people were prosecuted over it. where you had somebody come in here in California, they go to the polls, they see who showed up to vote and who didn't. Now, the reason for that is that the parties go in and they find out who didn't vote, they go back and they call them at home, and they say, hey, you know, today's voting day. Get off your butt, get down there, vote. You need a ride, we'll come pick you up. Really, that easy. So what would happen was somebody comes down there, wrote out a boatload of names, and within a few minutes, a van would show up. It'd be 10 people, 12 people, pile out of the van. All of a sudden, they start voting for the people. They start voting in the name of the people that the list was there. You know, were on the list is not showing up. See, I wonder how that happened. How they show up in the van. Who picked them all up? How come they're the same people from place to place? Why? Because in California, we don't have to show an ID to vote. That simple. So why bother? We got calls from people that had gone down to the polling place to vote, and the person would say, well, you already voted. No, actually, I didn't. But yes, you did. Right here. Your signature's here. But look at my license. No, I can't do that. What do you mean you can't do it? That's not me. Yeah. If you have a problem with this, you can go down to such and such a place where the county recorder is for elections, and you can place a provisional vote there. And if they can find a way to prove that the other vote wasn't yours, they'll use your provisional. Think about that. If they can prove. How are they going to prove? Coming to your host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine has received an emergency use authorization from the Food and Drug Administration for use in children 12 to 15 years old. It's the first coronavirus vaccine to receive approval for use in teenagers. Data from the company has shown that the shot is safe for younger recipients and is highly effective in keeping them from developing COVID. Dr. Francis Collins calls the approval exciting news. The director of the National Institutes of Health tells CNBC that it's a chance to protect adolescents well ahead of the next school year.
We really want to protect adolescents. And more than that, adolescents have been taken out of social circles, out of school sports programs, out of going to the prom, out of hanging with their friends. This is a way to get us back to normal and well in advance of getting the school season started in the fall.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
Feel the rhythm now. We should be singing together, you and me. All night, holding hands and moving on. We should be singing together, you and me. Come on, baby. We should be singing together, you and me.
I didn't think I was going to make it. Joe Fustin, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. So, switching gears on you. I was trying to get, from Newsmax TV, I was trying to get Grant, what's his name, is it Sitchfeld Field? Right? I tried to get him on the show. And, the reason was that last week he said something about the Bruce Jenner in California. And I didn't want to quote him wrong, so I want to play this for you. I'm not going to play the whole clip, but play a portion of the clip. And the thing that bothers me, and I wish I had him on, I could get him on, because he had a couple of things come up today, so he couldn't come on with us, but it's almost like he's asking religious people to put their principles aside, get over themselves, to get someone in there that can, you know, govern from a Republican point of view. But let's go through this couple of things going on before I really comment on it.
If a key member of President Trump's team is willing to fight for Jenner, if evangelicals were able to get behind President Trump, who clearly was no choir boy as a young man, maybe, just maybe, they can ignore the fact that Jenner fails the religious purity test here.
Okay. Couple things. I mean, there's a four-minute speech that he gives. And he's right about quite a bit of it, but this is not a religious morality test. Let's start off there. Morality is morality, and it's absolute in God's word. Okay? And I don't know Grant that well, so I don't know if he's a quote-unquote religious man. I don't know if he's a God-fearing. I don't know. And I'm not going to pass judgment on him because I don't know him. But my irritant with a lot of these people who talk about God, who talk about religious people, talk about evangelicals, is they're not themselves. They might be churchgoers. And yes, I will be judgmental. Just because you go to church on Sunday does not mean by any stretch of the imagination that you're a good Christian person or whatever, or that you're a devout Christian. All it means is that you go to church. Listen, I grew up in a heavy mafia area. I saw the mafia guys in church on Sunday asking for absolution and all the other things, and trying to buy their way in by giving some money to the church so they could fix the roof and such. They thought they were good, or they were doing the right thing. All right? But, you know, here's a guy that's reaching millions of people every day. He's talking about, you know, morality. So let's get something straight. God's word is black and white. There are no gray areas there. Morality is black and white. It's either right or it's wrong. You're either committing adultery or not. It's, my joke was always, you can't be a little pregnant. You either are or you aren't. You're either living a moral life or you're not. There's a difference between being on that track to live that moral life and blowing it from time to time, but and actually making a conscious decision to live an immoral life while telling people you're living a moral life. And it's not, you know, when he talks about Trump, he's right. A lot of evangelicals, a lot of Christian people got behind Trump. And not that Trump was David, but King David. I wish some of you would read his story. Some of you who couldn't stand Trump wouldn't vote for Trump because of the way he talked. You wouldn't have voted for King David either. He would have been out of your realm. So really, I mean, you need to think, you need to back it up with the word before you make these kind of comments. All right? I mean, King David was not a nice guy. Okay, he lured another man's wife into his bedroom. Didn't lure her in there, he basically ordered her in there. And then he had the husband killed, for all intents and purposes, by sending him to the front of the battle line where he knew he would be killed, so that he would never find out. No one would ever find out. But he was found out, and, if you don't know the story, you need to go look it up. Anyhow, so the morality doesn't come from me looking at your life and saying, what are you living? How are you living? What are you doing? Right? You don't know where Trump's at. You know, I have a right to judge him for everything he's done in the past. Then you can't judge me. Don't open your mouth, don't say a word. You don't know if he's asked for if Trump or anybody else, for that matter, according to the Bible, if they ask God for forgiveness and he forgives them, you have no right to bring it back up to you. Matter of fact, the Bible says that the only one that brings it back up to you is the devil. You want to sit in the devil's shoes and bring up my past sins when I've already been forgiven? I don't think so. I don't want to be there. So Trump's moral litmus test had nothing to do with his past life. Those were actions that he took, right? Right? And when you hear him keep speaking here, Stichfeld, you hear, it's almost like he's trying to lay a case that it doesn't matter, any Republican would be better than a Democrat. Well, we said the same thing about Arnold Schwarzenegger. How'd that work out for us? And Jerry Brown ended up being better than Arnold. Yeah, do your homework. You'll see what I'm talking about. We knew Gavin was going to be a problem. We knew it. But we never put anybody in. It's just like right now. We don't have somebody up. I know it isn't closed yet. We're not done. I get all of that. But who do we have? But to be totally honest with you, Bruce Jenner's situation is totally different. Number one, from a political standpoint, he will be useless. Useless. Why? Because they have a supermajority, the Democrats do, in Sacramento. Nothing that's put on the table can easily be vetoed. Anything that Jenner puts down in an executive order or anything else, they can pass a bill, they can pass a law pretty much in a matter of hours to counteract that. So that's a non-point. It's a non-starter. Just because he's a Republican won't fix anything. You have to know how to do. These are the areas we do need a seasoned person that knows how to maneuver, knows how to move through, knows how to make things happen. Number two, as many have said, right here you have somebody that has made a physical change to their body against biology. Now, see, Jenner got everybody excited the other day with the comment that, what was it? You know, transgenders, born boys, born male, should not be allowed to compete in female athletics. And everybody talks about how hateful he is and what a hypocrite he is. No. If anybody should know, Jenner should know, right? And look at how dishonest they're being. When they say there's no difference, it's not true. It's just simply not true. Right? And again, I don't know, somebody would tell me the other day, and I don't want to look it up myself, but, you know, how much, what do I want to say, the, how much of the work has been done? Is it top and bottom? Last I heard, the bottom wasn't finished. Maybe it is now. I don't know. Right? So, when Stitchfield says, I'm sorry, I think it's Seinfeld, right? Stitchfield says that we have to put all this aside. How do you put that aside? So he wants God people, God's people who have relationships with God, to step aside and say, here, God made a man or a woman. I mean, if we're talking about a woman, I'd say it the same way. God made this being, made him a man, gave him certain talents. I wasn't a big sports freak. I'm still not, but apparently he was great at what he did. Had talents. Was created a certain way. And as science has said, psychologists have said now for decades, when it comes to transgenderism, right, there is a disconnect. The DNA says one thing. Your brain says another. And who do you think should win? Talk more about this on the side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Military.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. Always a pleasure. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And you know how you become part of the solution? You get involved. You get involved, you know, seriously. You know, when you follow, I don't know how to say it, when you follow a certain ideology, I know, lately I've been couching myself, and I really shouldn't. When you follow a certain ideology, it doesn't mean that you're right because there's so many other people involved in it. Right? I mean, seriously, check the stuff out. I'm not going to go up to a Democrat and say, you're a Democrat, you must be an idiot. There's many Democrats that have left the Democrat Party because they found out, actually heard now, that they are not on the same page anymore. The platform has totally changed. You got to give people time to know, to find out, to be informed, to understand. And that doesn't happen by sticking your finger in their face. I had somebody who was very excited, knowing that I'm a Republican, was telling me how less and less people now identify as Republicans. And I said, of course they don't. Because they don't want idiots like you beating the crap out of them. Really did say that. Because your side is so violent that if you say something they don't like, if you belong to a club they don't like, they're liable to beat the crap out of you. We don't do that. It's just not what we do. right? And yet the same person and others around him never, ever, 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 ever mentioned the fact that they lost millions of voters in 2020. Matter of fact, not just voters. They lost millions of members of their party. Now, did they all run over to the vote? No, and I'm glad they didn't. You have to check it out. You have to watch. You have to decide who you want to be part of. Right? What, that kind of thing. If we don't start standing up, this is what I just finished telling somebody during the break. If you don't start standing up, that means you're going to have to do, you're going to have to get out of your comfort zone, do things that don't keep you comfortable or don't make you comfortable, and push back and fight back. You know, and here's another thing. I didn't join the school board. I didn't fight to get on the school board because I wanted to take on these issues and fight them all. I mean, seriously. I mean, it wasn't totally selfish, but it was something I thought every child should at least have access to, which was career tech education. Now, in my day, they call it industrial arts. You have to learn a career, learn how to be a plumber, carpenter, electrician. Today, machinist and architecture, whatever. You get the basics there at the school. So you can decide which way you want to go forward with it, or not at all, maybe. Right? And that's why I got on the board. But I find myself on that board today, looking at all these social issues and realizing I can't keep my mouth shut. I got to say something because they're wrong. They're asinine. They're not about education. They're about social justice, that whatever that means. Now, here's what I say to you. Some of you listen to me carefully. This is not my normal spiel, okay? You say you care about this country. You say you care about your kids. You say you care about education. Then back me. And when I say me, I'm not physically talking about the me sitting here. You know my character. You know what I'm willing to stand for. You know what I'm willing to stand up against. Back the me's that are up and down the state. Up and down your state. In your communities. Go find the me's that aren't worried about being politically correct, but they're also not going to get up in your face and be nasty and arrogant about things. But won't bend their principles because they want everybody to like them. You see what I mean? I mean, you've got to find people. If you're not willing to fight up front, if you're not willing to take the flak, as they say, up front, then be behind the scenes. Be the support arm. Be all those things that the candidate or the trustee can't do in his own or by himself or herself. If I decide I want to have a town hall because people are so misinformed in my particular district, I need somebody to help me put that together. Be that person. Okay, when misinformation is out there, I don't go to every little soccer game, baseball game, whatever. My kids are past that. If you know the candidate, you know the person, just get with them, find out where they stand on it, and make sure that message gets out there. You've got a lot of say in this. Start taking it. Start doing it. Otherwise, this is all useless and for naught. Why do you do it? Why would you do it? Why should I hang out? Come on, think about it. Why should I hang out? Ah, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, the forensic audit, we're stuck in Arizona, and we're thinking that Georgia should do it. And Georgia's in trouble now because, it didn't preserve the votes like it's supposed to. But did you know that also there's been a second forensic audit requested in Antrim County, Michigan? Remember we had trouble there? We knew we had trouble there. We knew there was a voting irregularity there. The election audit in Maricopa County, Arizona, has garnered most of the media attention. Right now, there's another election audit to take place in Michigan, especially after a major lawsuit was filed. A Monday hearing will determine the fate of one of the last active lawsuits challenging the validity of the 2020 election. A 13th Circuit Court judge is scheduled to hear the arguments on a defense request to dismiss an Antrim County election-related lawsuit. Now, move has been opposed by the plaintiff, who, court records show, is instead seeking to expand the case. Now, the case in Antrim County is among a few yet to be adjudicated. A joint motion requesting that Judge Kevin Elsenheimer dismiss the lawsuit has been filed by the Assistant Michigan Attorney Office, who represents the intervener, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, and Attorney Hader Chasm, who is representing the defendant, Antrim County. Now, the motion seeks to have the lawsuit dismissed for lack of standing. See, remember what I told you earlier? Nothing to do with proof. They could care less what's real and what's not real. They're just saying the person doesn't have any standing. There's no reason for them to bring a lawsuit. The judge has already allowed a complaint, right? Bailey and his attorney, Matthew DiPerno, he's allowing them to have a third party conduct a forensic examination of the county's Dominion voting systems. There's that name again. Now, the audit was conducted earlier by Allied Security Operations, a Dallas-based firm, and it concluded that the voting machines equipment, they were fraught with errors, all kinds of issues. He even made a statement, the Dominion voting system is intentionally and purposefully designed with inherent errors to create system fraud and influence election results. The system intentionally generates an erroneous high number of ballot errors. The electronic ballots should then transfer for adjudication. The intentional errors lead to bulk adjudication of ballots with no oversight, no transparency, and no audit trail. This leads to voter or election fraud. So if you get that many that's adjudicated or that they have to be adjudicated, then you either have a problem with the machine, a problem with the voter, right? Maybe you should go back and have another election. Wouldn't that be great? Right? Wouldn't it be great for most of these major places to stop and go, hey, look, we've got a problem with 80% of the ballots. We're going to have another election in November. I'd like to see that. Boy, you'd see a lot of people pass out, wouldn't you? Now, Dominion says that the error was detected and fixed before 2020. However, the machines were checked after 2020 and found these issues. Right? The attorney continued to argue that the county violated their constitutional rights after an error by county clerk Cheryl Guy caused about 2,000 votes cast for then-President Trump to be initially and mistakenly tallied for then-challenger Joe Biden. Guy, a Republican, corrected her office's vote tally errors prior to the state certification. Records show that Trump won Antrim County by a large margin, receiving 9,700 votes to Biden's 5,900. Large margin? That's a landslide. Right? So why wouldn't they want to do an audit? I wonder. Biden Department of Justice has sent a letter to the Arizona State President, Karen Fan, taking issue with the Maricopa County's forensic audit for the 2020 election. It doesn't like it. Why is it getting involved? We're looking for truth. Shouldn't be. Hey, Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for paying attention, and thanks for being part of the solution. We'll be back tomorrow. Don't forget.